Well, Jesus seems to give a talk today that is almost uncharacteristically negative. Seems like he's condemning an entire generation of Israelites, which he really is not. What's going on here is that Jesus is probably provoking the religious leaders. There are a lot of people in Galilee who are, truly following Jesus. And a lot of them are, they're still curious. They know he's got this reputation. He's still kind of at the beginning of his ministry. And so there are a lot of people who are following him. There are a lot of people who are seeing what he's doing, but not having a change of heart. And then there are the religious leaders that are resisting him actively. So, I mean, it's kind of unusual. But boy, I don't know, if I saw somebody raising the dead, and doing all kinds of things, I'd be calling up the Pope and saying, you got to see this guy, it would strike me, as being significant. Just at his word, literally exorcisms are being performed. I'd be calling up the Pope again, and saying, yeah, you really, really got to see this guy. But of course, the point is Jesus is getting a mixed reaction. And the people who are kind of the simplest people, they're the ones who, they have really almost nothing to lose, but they're completely open and they're kind of following him. So Jesus is not really addressing these comments to them. The men of this generation is probably, he's referring to people who are looking at this stuff, and then they're hearing his preaching and they're going, oh man, this is a little steep for me. Don't think I can do it, even though he looks like he's not only a real prophet, he looks like he's greater than a prophet. He might even be the Messiah, but it's a little steep. And then you've got the Pharisees who are going, this guy's a threat. I don't care who he is. We got to get rid of him. So now, of course, Jesus then says, I'm going to tell you something right now. You guys are going to be put into the same territory as, the Queen of the South, and she's going to condemn you, and the Ninevites are going to condemn you, and because, of course, you have a greater than Jonah, you've got a greater than the Ninevites, you've got a greater than the Queen of the South here. You've got me, what is the point? The point is a wake-up call. Jesus is not saying this because Jesus likes to utter threats. Indeed, his entire rhetorical package goes the other way. What he does do, though, is he does kind of issue this prophetic warning. And that's what it is. If you don't do better, if you don't respond better to what you guys are seeing here in your midst, you really are going to be left in the darkness. You're not going to take advantage of the liberation that I'm bringing. You're not going to be able to see what's really happening, the complete transformation of the world. You're going to miss it all. And if you miss it all, or in fact, if you actively fight it, which the Pharisees were doing, then of course you bring opprobrium on yourself. I'm not going to bring it on you. The Father's not going to bring it on you. You're just bringing it on yourself. You're choosing something other than me. You're choosing something other than the path to the kingdom that I'm creating. You're choosing something other than love. You're choosing something other than the Christian community. Now I look at myself and I go, yike, would I have been one of those guys looking at those miracles and going, well, I don't know, it's a little steep. There were points in my life when I might have been able to say that, when I might have said something like that, because I was a little bit slow to respond. And I like to think, anyway, that because of my friends and my parents and a bunch of other things, that I finally kind of got out of the mode. And, you know, I guess we might call it slowness of heart. And so I'm preaching to the choir here. But what Jesus is doing is he's just saying, you know, we just have to be very conscientious about being slow of heart. And I have been slow of heart in my life. I know it. And I still can be slow of heart in my life, especially when something looks very inconvenient for the comfortable lifestyle which I have appropriated. And so, of course, I just ask for the grace, and I continue to ask for the grace that I can, even in the slowness of my heart, that I can gradually respond ever more freely to what the Lord is leading me to in love and self-sacrifice for the sake of his kingdom. And that's my prayer for you. Amen.